The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
The people you love will change you. The things you have learned will guide you. That's truth right there, right? I mean, the people we love will change us. The things we have learned will guide us. Today we're talking about ancestors, and we are physically created by our ancestors, those who have physically given their substance of life to live on in our lives. We're created by those whom we know personally and hold dear, others whom we don't know, some related by blood, some related by spirit. Today we recognize and celebrate our ancestors and our heritage in this special service. I'm Reverend Andrew Weber, and I'm so honored to know that you, whom I love, will change me. Today we look backward and we look forward through time. We acknowledge those who have gone before us. We think on those who are there with us now. And we contemplate what imprint we will leave on the world. I want to start by mentioning our longtime member, Sandy Beckius, who died on Tuesday. She stands now as a beloved ancestor to this community and to many of us who knew her. Let our time together be hallowed by her and by all our ancestors' presences in our hearts and in our minds. I've asked Lorraine Lee to come forward and light our chalice. This is the symbol of our faith, a light we kindle each Sunday, recognizing those who light it across the country and around the globe as they also start their times of worship. We're going to light it with these words by Kenneth Patton. We arrive out of many singular rooms walking over the branching streets. We come to be assured that siblings surround us to restore their images in our eyes. We enlarge our voices in common speaking and singing. We try again that solitude found in the midst of those who with us seek their hidden reckonings. Our eyes reclaim the remembered faces. Their voices stir in the surrounding air. The warmth of their hands assures us and the gladness of our spoken names. This is the reason of cities, of homes, of assemblies, and the houses of worship. It is good to be with one another. We now light our peace lamp with the aspiration of peace in our hearts and in the world. May peace be with us. Thank you. Thank you, Lorraine. We have started putting hymnals in the back if you want to have one. Today, you will notice that they are not the normal gray hymnals. They're the little teal ones. I'll grab one. But you also don't feel like you need to, because we will continue to have the lyrics up on the screen. Today, we are going to sing only from this hymnal. That's why that one's out. So if you have a hymnal, turn to page or number 1001, Breaths. And if not, you can follow up here. You can rise in body or in spirit and move to the side so people can still see the screen. 1001 breaths.
In the rustling trees. eyes. They are in the groaning woods. They are in the crying grass. They are in the moaning rocks. The dead are not under the earth. So listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's breath when the fire's voice is heard. 'Tis the ancestor's breath in the voice of the waters. Those who have died have never, never left. The dead have a pact with the living. They are in the woman's breast. They are in the wailing child. They are with us in our homes. They are with us in this crowd. The dead have a pact with the living. So listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's breath when the fire's voice is heard. 'Tis the ancestor's breath in the voice of the waters.
Most of us understand and realize today that we occupy land that for about 10,000 years was the homeland of the Lenape. Their land encompassed what is now New Jersey, Delaware, eastern Pennsylvania, and southern New York. They also occupied some of the same spiritual place as our own fellowship, living by principles of justice, equity and compassion in human relations, and respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. Most importantly, they appreciated the concept of having enough. It's how they managed to survive and thrive for 10,000 years without destroying the land and the environment. When William Penn arrived in Pennsylvania in 1682, Tamanan was the chief of the Turtle or Unami clan, which occupied this area right around here. He was also the chief of chiefs of all the Lenape. He was known as Tammany, Saint Tammany, King Tammany, or just the Affable. He was a lover of peace and friendship. He was a popular figure in the colonies, especially in Philadelphia, where the first Tammany Society was organized in 1772, 2 years before Thomas Paine arrived in Philadelphia. And I can't help but think that Chief Tamanan and the principles of Lenape culture influenced people like Thomas Paine and many others in the Philadelphia area. Now, some of you may recall that last year on April 10th, Ursinus College and others held a welcome home celebration for representatives of five Lenape nations. The Lenape Arboretum was established on grounds of the Perkiomen Valley School District, right up the street. And the next day, on April 11th, remains of 200 individuals and related funerary items that had been pillaged from the Lenape burial grounds and dispersed to collectors and museums all over the country, all over the world, were returned and reburied on land that had been ceded to the Lenape near Pensbury Manor in Bucks County. We hope that these were small steps on a path toward eventual justice, truth, and reconciliation with this land's original inhabitants. I also can't help but think that the members of the Transcendental Club that included luminaries of our Unitarian faith, like Henry David Thoreau, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Margaret Fuller, who met at the home of Sophia and George Ripley, a Unitarian minister in Concord, Massachusetts, weren't influenced by the culture and principles of the Wampanoag people, whose homeland included most of what is now Eastern Massachusetts. And they shared many of the values of the Lenape, including the concept of having enough and living in concert with the environment. Tomorrow, on Indigenous Peoples Day, let us remember the contributions of people who physically inhabited the land in which we now live, and who spiritually shared some of our most important principles with our UU predecessors.
Thank you, Preston. The prayer we are going to share now is written by Shikaya Kanti and Mercia Lee. It's their words and their identities which will be named. Please find a comfortable place for your body, either with your eyes closed or with a soft gaze. We invite you to deep breath. Connect with your own inner knowing and prayers, the life and water that are living within and around you. We invite you to gift yourself this time to pray with us. We welcome your whole selves, spirit, body, heart, mind, and community. This is an invitation to listen to your sacredness, ancestors, and descendants. How do I live my life as the answer to the prayers of the earth and of those who come seven generations from now?
We are humans.
Humans have racialized free and cheap labor and caused destruction in our natural environments. Human concentration of wealth and power has led to socially constructed assignments and subsequent myths of inferiority, disposability, and isolation for all life. We dance the dance between unlearning these myths and reinforcing them.
We are both the oppressed and the oppressor.
I grew up in public housing on Lenni Lenape land. I was taught that dandelions, my favorite flowers, were weeds that don't belong. I was taught that some of my own identities were weeds too. Black, cisgender, Christian, cross class, young, woman. I now center these identities to get to know the truth of their essence. But in my centering, I sometimes forget about the other parts of me and other beings.
Identities are both the source of our power and our suffering.
Growing up in a small white town on stolen Anishinaabe land, the child of Taiwanese immigrants, I did not see myself as anything other than non-white and non-male. Becoming a Taiwanese American woman led me to embody power through suffering. But exclusively centering these identities is a return to suffering.
As long as we center humans, we engage in power over the rest of creation.
This does not mean that we stop fighting against injustices and oppression towards humans, but that we engage in this fight in the context of all beings. Power over is colonization.
All life is connected to seven generations before and after itself.
If we do not speak up, everything changes us. If we speak up, we change everything. If we are in relationship with all beings, then how do we define seven generations needs to include all beings? How do our choices impact seven generations of bees, redwoods, mycelium, glaciers, and cantaloupe?
Moves to connected power.
Connecting with the Earth's core, the crevices of the ocean, and our wildest dreams, we better understand interdependence and cooperation with all of life. This movement leads us to dance between knowing and releasing, regenerate between power and suffering, following spirals, complete cycles, get back on nature's grid. This path might feel daunting, but just imagine, what if you already are the answer to these prayers? What if your being is the prayer? What if your ancestors prayed you into existence just as you are? Knowing that you are enough, how will you live your life as the answer to the prayers of the earth and of those who come seven generations from now? Amen. We start our history, our ancestry talk, going pretty far back. And what I hope to do through the service is lead us up to the present and into the future. But as we get closer to our present, I have a confession to make. And that confession is that I do not know much of Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship history from prior to a year ago. That's when I came here. And so as such, I'm going to need a little bit of help from all of you. Anne Rostosky actually gave me a handbook, a TPUUF handbook published 20-some years ago, and it has a section on history. She gave it to me this morning, so I didn't have a chance to read it yet. But right now, and I know some of you know this, I think Marianne maybe even wrote this, so the history is here. You know the history, and I need help. Some of you may be in a similar place to me and not know much about where this congregation came from. But we each have at least some history. We have some knowledge of how we came here, whether today is the first time, whether we came a month ago as our first time. We know that history. We know the first time we came, we know the time we came back, we know that really special event, we know that connection that was made that made us feel like we belong here. Bless you. Now, some of you were handed either a sticker or a sheet of stickers and a pen. If you don't have one, don't worry, got you covered. If you're online, we got you covered too, don't worry. But this is what we're gonna do. In just a moment, I want you to write down one or more events, important events in the history of this congregation. And when we moved to this space or this area, past religious leaders, social action initiatives, when we got the mortgage, when we painted the walls, these are all important things that happened, right? If you think it might be important, it's important. When you first came, when you joined, when a beloved member passed away. Dates and events which shaped who we are today. And when you have something written, place that sticker on that empty timeline right there. Did anyone notice that coming in? Yeah. Where'd the artwork go? Don't worry. It's safe in my office, but there's a timeline. It has dates and it has nothing written on it. If you need more stickers, there are some over there. If you need a pen, there are pens over there. If you're online, you can either email me or you can chat and ask Mike to get me that information. And here's my idea is that we'll work on this maybe through the potluck. Maybe at the potluck we'll look at it and it'll stir some conversation. So now, go for it. Write down, stick it on the timeline. I'm just going to sit down and write my own. Thank you all for sharing your ideas. I know there's a lot more, and if it gets crowded down between 2020 and 2023, that's okay. I put a trivia up there. Does anyone know when I first preached here? Here, physically here, yeah. It was 10 years ago. I was a neutral pulpit here for my first congregation. So, look at that. Who knew it would turn into this? But remember, there'll be more time to add, more time to remember, to look at this and be like, oh my gosh, that happened. Yeah, this happened. You remember that? Yeah. You can call up the topic. That'll be a real, like, hold on. Yeah, I think it was 2013. So I want to make sure that this timeline is saved. So maybe after the potluck, I'll grab it. I'll put it in my office. I'll keep it somewhere if you want to add something. And if you're interested in this sort of stuff, I'm going to look at Marianne or others. If you're interested in, like, taking this and making it somehow accessible so that we can see it into the future, whether in a printed booklet or on a electronic resource somewhere on a website, talk to me so that this doesn't just go by the wayside, so that we have this history. But do please come to the potluck, put in more dates, put in, like, when was that? When did we, write that down, yeah. As we remember, and as you remember times in your lives, times in this community's life, time in your family's life, there is good, there is happy, there is also sad, there will be. Remembering can be a time of calling to our minds and hearts those who are no longer with us. And right now we bring to mind those who we want to remember, those ancestors of choice or of blood who have changed and guided us. In just a moment, I'll invite you to speak names out into this space, and it's okay if we speak over each other, if we speak the same name, that's all right, or if you want to hold them silently in your thoughts. And I'm going to start by naming our members who we have said goodbye to in the past year. Rosalind Roz Wealth, Athena Tina Spoontz, and Santina Sandy Beckius. Please call to mind those ancestors from this community, from your own communities and lives, whom you want to remember. We will keep these peoples in our minds, in our hearts, sharing their memories with each other, living our lives, knowing that they have touched and changed us. Let us now join in song again, another beautiful, beautiful piece by Isaiah Barnwell, speaking to the power of ancestors. It's 1051 in your hymnal. It'll be on the screen, and she does a couple more repeats than in the hymnal, so if you have the hymnal, use it lightly. Please rise in body or in spirit and join in We Are.
For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. Oh, for each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. Oh, for each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. We are our grandmother's prayers, and we are our grandfather's dreamings, and we are the breath of our ancestors. We are the spirit of God. We are mothers of courage, fathers of time, daughters of dust, and the sons of great visions. We're sisters of mercy, brothers of love, lovers of life, and the builders of nations. We're seekers of truth, keepers of faith, makers of peace, and the wisdom of ages. We are our grandmother's prayers. We are our grandfather's dreamings, and we are the breath of our ancestors. We are the spirit of God. We are mothers of courage, fathers of time, daughters of dust, and the sons of great visions. We're sisters of mercy, brothers of love, lovers of life, and the builders of nations. We're seekers of truth and keepers of faith. We are makers of peace and the wisdom of ages. We are our grandmother's prayers. We are our grandfather's dreamings, and we are the breath of our ancestors. We are the spirit of God. We are our grandmother's prayers, and we are our grandfather's dreamings. We are the breath of our ancestors. We are the spirit of God. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. For each child that's born, a morning star rises and sings to the universe who we are. We are one.
Wow. Yeah. We are our grandmother's prayers. We are our grandfather's dreamings. We are the breath of our ancestors. We are the spirit of God. Amen. Yeah. When we think of ancestors, it's wise also not to fall into the habit of naming only ancestors of those people who have died, those whose lives have touched us and then moved on, as our actions. And there are people who have gone before us only to live in our memories. But among us now, and with us always, are those who constantly create the world we live in and the people who we are. And the lyrics of this song help us remember that. or helps me remember that. As we read on, we are the mothers of courage and fathers of time. We are the daughters of dust and the sons of great vision. We're sisters of mercy and brothers of love. That's the ancestry that we're living right here, that we're living today. The ancestry that each one of us has had an impact on the world. We could very easily put every single person, the date you first came, on that timeline, because you have made this community right now. This is our faith. This is our faith that what we do with our lives matters, and that our lives go on through the connections that we make. So those we name as ancestors are not only our blood relatives, they're not only those people who have died. All our ancestors are all of us. We are all ancestors to one another, as all others are ancestors to us. And we're co-creating who we are and where we are and what we are. Now that being said, there are special people who have had very large, long-lasting legacies. And we can each probably think of those for us, both living and dead, who are embodied in our actions. When we do something like, oh yeah, that's my grandma right there. That's my teacher coming through me. Individually, we all know our ancestors, and hopefully we thank those who are living and honor those who have passed. And as a community, we are blessed to have so many of our forebears alive and well. And even more extraordinary is that we have many of them here today to be thanked and honored. Our Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship ancestors are the ones who brought this land together for us. On the less tangible side, they're the ones who made sure there's a safe and welcoming community, who created a religious education program to promote justice and compassion, who came together in times of strife, in times of joy. They are the ones who made this community of support and love. And in just a moment, we're going to recognize our ancestors, our communal TPUUF ancestors. But to do that, we're going to work upwards. We're going to work sort of, I guess, upwards or backwards, depending on how you look at it. And after each phrase I say, I'm going to ask that the entire gathered congregation, all of you here, those of you present online, those of you physically here, respond with, "We thank you." And I'm going to prompt you, so don't worry. You get it. Hold on, I have to write this down. No. It's, "We thank you," and I'll tell you. Will all visitors and friends of Thomas Paine please rise in body or in spirit, online or in person? I'm thinking, like, is this me? Is it? Yeah, that's, yes, that's, it's. You can go next, yeah. One more. Yeah, you, it's you. If you're like, hold on, is this, yes, visitors and friends. You have come here today, maybe for the first time, maybe you have been coming for many years, maybe somewhere in between. As a visitor or friend, we welcome the ideas that you bring. As you challenge who we are and help to create who we will become, we thank you. Thank you. Please be seated. Will the youth and children, hey, don't leave yet, I'm calling you out. Will the youth and children please rise in body or in spirit, in person or online? It's not often that I'll say don't leave, but right now, this is right now when I'm saying stand up, we want to look at you, yes. You can be back there, you can come forward either way. You guys, however you define youth and children, you are the future. You are the present of our faith. As children and youth, you have much to teach adults about how the world works. For your vision of the present and of the future, we thank you. Please be seated. And now you can run off if you're supervised. Will those of you who have been members of Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship for 5 years or less Please rise in body or in spirit, online or in person, and actually, we have a couple certificates. Phil, do you feel like you can get some of those out? I think, do we have any first-time certificates that didn't get them? No? None here. Okay. Well, we got this. You have made a special commitment to the vitality of this congregation. Your vision is already starting to make a difference in who we are. For this new commitment, we thank you. Please be seated. Well, those of you who have been members of Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship for 5 to 10 years, please rise in body or in spirit, online or in person. You are no longer the new members here. Your opinions and your leadership has greater impact as your time here lengthens. For your ongoing support and commitment, we thank you. Please be seated. Will those of you who have been members of Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship for 10 to 20 years, please rise in body or in spirit, online or in person. You have been part of this community for over a decade. You have helped to create who we have been and who we are today, through easy and through hard times. For your ongoing and your steadfast dedication, we thank you. Please be seated. Will those of you who have been members of Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship for 20 to 30 years, please rise in body or in spirit, online or in person. And here, Phil, do you want to grab the, I think we can do some certificates. 20 to 30 years. You are pillars of this congregation. You have been here through numerous religious professionals, overseen many changes internally and externally. For your commitment, I didn't say sit down yet, just because you've been here a long time. For your commitment to the long view of this faith community, we thank you. Please be seated. If we get the dates a little off, that's because we are a volunteer organization. So thank you for being aware of that. Will those of you who have been members of Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship for 30 or more years, please rise in body or in spirit, online or in person. Yeah, you stood up too early. We had a cut. That's okay. You can stand up twice. It's been, you have made this moment possible. You are the backbone. Yeah. I won't force you to stand, but I have more to say to you. You may stand or sit as you wish. You are the backbone and the support which has created what Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship is today. Each one of us is here because of your hard work and dedication. There is much for us to thank you for. This is only a small portion of the list. For this inspirational building, we thank you. For the hours spent in meetings, we thank you. For the time and energy spent raising money, we thank you. For the ongoing support and dedication through both the difficult and the enjoyable, we thank you. For religious education program based on love and respect, we thank you. For the vision to work towards sustaining a faith of freedom and individuality, we thank you. For creating this beloved community, which feels like home to so many of us, we thank you. for being your best selves, for expecting us to live into our best selves. We thank you. Wow. I need to take a moment. Take a moment now. Yeah, go back to the dominoes. Yeah. And look to your left and your right. Look to the people there. Look a little further, Preston, if someone's sitting next to you. Yeah. You can wave. You can say hi. Yep. Now check this out. You make an impact on their lives. I'm telling you do, Butch. You don't have to ask. You do. You make an impact on our life. You make an impact on those people sitting next to you. You do. You can't help it. When you join in the potluck after service, when you're driving home, you make an impact on other lives, on everyone you interact with. What you do with your life matters. It matters not only because you are a valuable and you are a worthy person. It matters because you have an impact on the world. Right? You make a difference. Just as our ancestors live on in us, we live on in those lives we touch. Our friends, our relatives, our acquaintances, coworkers, strangers, the impact we leave on their lives is our legacy. That's our heritage. I'm talking about our heritage. That heritage is the fact that the world is changed by our being in it. But remember what Spider-Man said. No one saw that coming, did you? No. Remember what Spider-Man said, or maybe Churchill, or maybe it was the Bible. This is a quote that it spans a lot of things. With great power comes great responsibility, right? Okay? With great power comes great responsibility. So you make an impact on the world. Every single one of you make an impact on the world. That's a lot of power. Okay? So what's that impact going to be, right? That's the responsibility. What's that impact going to be? Will those you meet lead a better, a happier life for you having been there? Will your casual interactions through the week increase the care and love in the world? What is the heritage that you leave in this world with your every action? So let us remember those who live in us. Let us remember them and hold their memories proud. And let us also remember what heritage we may be leaving in other people. And we'll reflect on this and remember it with a musical reflection from The Lion King this time. As we share every week, we take a moment to specifically share those joys, sorrows, those matters of our heart, which overflow into this community, which we must share with others, that our sorrow is lessened and our joy heightened. I start by mentioning again Sandy Beckius, whose passing on Tuesday was a shock to us all. Her memorial service will be on the 20th of October. That's in a week and a little bit at 2 p.m. So it's Friday, the 20th of October at 2 p.m. We'll make sure an email goes out. I think one went out this morning. And we'd be honored to see as many of you there as possible. It also will be online via Zoom. If you feel so moved to share a joy, a concern, a celebration, a sorrow, please come forward and please start with your name so we know who you are. And if you're online, you can wave your virtual or physical hand and Mike will help you out.
We can bring this time of sharing to a close by singing Spirit of Life. The words will pop up on the front screen momentarily and are well known by most, I would think.
Please pray with me. Because of those who came before we are, in spite of their failings, we believe. Because of and in spite of the horizons of their vision, we too dream. Let us go remembering to praise, to live in the moment, to love mightily, to bow to the mystery. Amen. If you would rise in body or in spirit for our final hymn, 1028, The Fire of Commitment.
Guiding hands and
the fire of commitment for a better world, for justice and peace, for life and love, this inner fire of commitment we keep kindled in ourselves, even as we extinguish our outward symbols. We are a continuum. Just as we reach back to our ancestors for our fundamental values, so we, as guardians of that legacy, must reach ahead to our children and to their children. And we do so with a sense of sacredness in that reaching. Amen, and blessed be.